Yeah, joined today by Dan Hesse, who's a member out at the Legends Golf Club in Warman, calls Warman home. And Dan, you've been playing golf a long time, but this past summer in July, I think it was, you had a pretty couple of memorable rounds, aces and back-to-back days. You now have two in your life, but they come back-to-back. That's quite a crazy couple of rounds for you, isn't it?
Yeah, you bet, especially the one, I guess. Not to downplay, any hole in one's good. It's not like I've had too many of them, so. But the par four was a little more exciting.
For sure.
You know, word gets out pretty quick. I think Legends put on their Twitter thing or something. I'm not even on Twitter, but you know, next thing you know, a few people were talking to me about it or getting a few texts about it, and they all thought it was. I texted a couple guys too right away, and they all thought it was hole seven. Like, you mean hole seven? I'm like, no, I mean hole eight. Like, no, 343 yards, but it's not. It's, you cut it right, you can cut quite a bit
right.
And downhill a little bit. So it's obviously a good poke, but
yeah, no, it's
so they're like, you mean hole seven? I'm like, no, I mean hole eight. It's like, remember, I remember it. I know the course.
Yeah.
They're like, so do I. You can't ace that hole. I'm like, I did. So that was pretty fun. And then you're thinking no one's ever done it before, but actually one other guy did it. So
yeah.
They didn't even have a plaque made up for the Legends. I don't think they had a plaque made up for that because, you know, it's typically just the par threes.
Yeah. No, so, for sure.
Yeah. And then it was funny, like I was saying there, I'm not a big long hitter, but obviously I can hit a decent drive.
Yeah.
Not as far as a couple of guys I play with, but it was so a couple of guys I play with that are, you know, bombers. They're almost envious or that weren't with me that day. They're kind of joking around like, come on, you know, you did that, you know, you hit it like 280, 290, you know, they're, you know, 320 hitters, right? Bombers.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
funny because then a couple of weeks later was the club championship. And I knew one or two guys in the group ahead and were, you know, people were chatting the last few weeks, probably not lost, but once in a while that would come up, right? Hey, you hear that? Has she aced it? Or a guy, some guy aced it? Anyways, I drove the green and there's the group ahead. I knew the one guy a little bit and they were still on the green. So I'm like, hey, there you go. See, that was the same. Because people were like, what was the shot like? I'm like, it was just like that. That was the same shot, just a little bit way luckier, obviously. And the pin was in the right spot, but it was the same shot, basically. You just got a little lucky, obviously, with the bounce. So it was pretty fun.
Yeah, no,
but,
absolutely. How old are you? Like, how long have you been playing?
I'm 37, so I've been playing. I've been playing for a long time.
Yeah.
So, I grew up golfing, I guess. But mostly life got away from me, so I've been playing a lot more the last couple of years. So probably for a decade there, I didn't get out too much. Right? I got married, had kids, too busy at work, so... But then the last couple of summers, I started playing quite a bit again. So got my handicap a lot lower last year than I had ever been before. So, yeah. So
well, a couple aces. Back-to-back days, though. I mean, I know the Harbor one is shorter, but that's a hard hole. And I don't even think you probably didn't see it go in or what, depending on how the trees
No, it's blind. So I actually hit the flagstick again on that hole last year after, like, later in the year. And so you just hear it, right?
Yeah,
but that one we didn't hear. It's blind, you're right. So it's a short little hole going over that ravine, but you don't see anything until you pull around. But, you know, you knew it was a good shot. And then we got up there and, well, where is it? You know, we did a backspin off the green because there's that sharp drop off. And
yeah,
and we went and I was just my dad and I had that day and it's in the cup. And later on in the summer, I hit the flagstick. And it bounced and went right off the green, but you can obviously hear that, even though it's a blind shot, like you say. So that was a pretty fun one. It wasn't quite like the par four. I was with three fairly good friends, and you knew we had a little bit of wind with us, and we knew I nutted it right. Like I hit it really, really good drive, and when you get a hold of it, for me, it's as good as I can hit a ball. And I cut the corner and, you know, had a little high draw on it. So just for me, I hit it perfect. And then we got up there and we're thinking it's got to be around the green somewhere because we've all played. Usually, if you know that hole eight, you drive around. It's also a blind shot, so we didn't see that going either.
Yeah.
So it kind of builds the excitement a little bit. You go around, drive the carts around the corner, and you usually see them on the fairway. And it's like, well, and one buddy's like off in the rough looking for my ball, and the other guy's like, you know, telling him, like, what are you doing? Like, he's right at the green. There's no way he's over there. And I'm like, oh, no, I should be right in the fairway. I should be right here. Right? Maybe it's in the bunker. I told Buddy there's a green side bunker you know, I told him, go check the bunker. And he goes up there, and I'm expecting him to be like, here it is, you know, wedged in, like, a bad spot. And he's like, nope, nothing, you know. And someone behind us was looking for their ball still, and they're like, check the cup. So I'm like, well, I would think I'm probably, you know, I might have went over the green, but who knows? Okay, I'll check. So I, you know, ran up there, and sure enough, it's in there. So I pulled out the ball, and I there's still a guy looking for his drive way back, you know, 100 yards back in the on the hill there in between the two fairways. Yeah. And I threw it at him. I picked out the hole and let it a holler, and I threw it at him. And there, then we're all hooting and hollering, and they're like, no way. And, you know, I did a little happy Gilmore run or whatever. And
oh, yeah. But, like, how many do you have?
Just those two. I have a couple. Just those two. I have an albatross playing in Montana with my dad, you know, years ago. Put my 3-wood in on a par 5 on my second shot. Wow. And then, you know, I've had a couple, just like guys at golf lots. I've had I think last summer, actually, I eagled 9, so the next hole at Warman. Which is hard to eagle because I put it in from like, I actually didn't even go for it on the tee shot. I hit a 3-wood and then I think I put my 9-iron in from 150 yards out or something. So that was pretty exciting. And the albatross is pretty exciting, getting 2 on a par 5. But only those two hole in ones. So I didn't have one before that. So I had one that didn't count. I reloaded once with a buddy, about a decade ago. And went in like, that doesn't count. Whoa, that just ruins it. But I just got the two.
Well, it's nice that you got to share one with some buddies and one with your dad, too. I mean, those are memories that last forever, right?
Oh, no, it was good, for sure. So, and it's good to have witnesses, too. So,
does your dad have any?
I don't think he does, no. Okay. No, he golfed his whole life, and he was a decent golfer. Not as much anymore, but he's getting a little older. But he'd been a 6 or an 8 or something. So he was no slouch. But yeah, no, I don't think he has a hole in one. I know I've golfed with him a few times when I was younger, and he put it in from, you know, whatever, like 140 yards or something like that. But no, which is almost as hard, but not quite the same. And I don't think he has a hole in one. So it's actually surprising. Some guys have, you know, one or two, but it is surprising how many good golfers are like, I've never got one. And I'm like, oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I golfed a lot growing up. And then I went for, you know, quite a few years, just didn't have time. And just kind of, then you're frustrated when you're a decent golfer when you're younger, when you don't not golf much, you're not that good, and you think you still should be good. And then, speaking of 200 rounds, that's crazy, but I have a couple of friends that probably do that. But then 2 years ago, I played about 20, 25 rounds. And then last year, for whatever reason, just my schedule and stuff worked so I could do it. And I probably played about 50 rounds. So I could see, you know, if you played, you know, over even that much golf, but 100 or 200 rounds, and you could definitely start to, I don't know if you'd get, you know, a couple of summer like that or in the same weekend, but I could see a guy dialing it in. But 13, that's crazy no matter how much golf you do. So.
Well, I talked to a guy. He was a junior in PA and stuff, but he lives in Edmonton now. Blackhawk, and he had 2 hole-in-ones and an eagle in a 5-hole stretch.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. That's a good round, right? So that's the one bad thing about this is I got down to a 1.9, I guess, handicap last year, and that was the lowest I'd ever been before. So, you know, I was around plenty of pins and stuff, but a lot of people are like, oh, well, what do you shoot then? Like, no one, I've had a couple good rounds here and there, is capable of shooting par, you know, maybe below par the 9 at Warman or whatever. And so they're all wondering, oh, what'd you shoot? And the funny thing is we were playing a 2-man scramble. So, you know, I don't know what we were on the front 9, 3-under or something with that, but I wasn't even playing my own ball. So that was kind of funny. And it's not, you know, doesn't really take away from it, but you get a hole in one, you'd like to be like, you know, go for one of your better rounds, right? So I'm like, oh, we were playing a 2-man scramble. We were playing a little money game against them. So, so I didn't even get a, you know, try and go for one of my better rounds.
So 1.9, at least be playing in the mid.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I mean, I played in a little bit of golf team in school and stuff growing up. That was 20 years ago now, but then I didn't play much the last decade. And then I'd play it. I'm like, it's thinking I'm still, you know, a good golfer and I'm struggling to break 40. Right. But then, Then it came back last year. I actually started putting in some work and played about 50 rounds, and I got my handicap a little. But before that, I think last time I had a membership at a golf club, it was when I was in Stonebridge. I played the Dunes, and I don't know what I got down to, like a 4 or something like that. So 1.9 was the best, you know, that's the best I've ever been. And now I'm starting to think about maybe trying to play a couple more tournaments. You know, I'm doing a little overspeed training and stuff, doing a little golf training this winter even, so taking golf a little more serious and in the garage a bit, working on some stuff here. So I'm, you never know, but interesting talking to you, saying I should play a couple tournaments, because I was actually thinking about that a little bit, swinging some sticks a little bit here in the winter. And you improve or get your handicap down a little lower than it's ever been, and you get a little excited, right? It's like, oh, maybe I should try and make a go here. And this year, I actually told my wife, I'm like, next summer. This summer, I'm, you know, going to work on it more, than next summer I'll try and, you know, see if I can have some good placings in a couple of tournaments. But maybe this summer, you never know.
Never know. Well, it'll be good to see you out there.
Yeah, for sure.